We are learning Masechtas Shuas Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. We are starting four lines from the bottom of Gimel and Beis. The beginning of the line is Adam Oisa Atzmai, to start from Bishlama. We had in our Mishnah, one halacha was that Shuas Shloi Eichel, and he ate Eichlim Shani Ruim, ate Eichlim that are not edible, Yipater. And then it says, Shuas Shloi Eichel, and he eats the Velos for Trefos. It says, Yechayiv. And the Gemara wanted to know, like, Lachar, it's also inedible. So my answer is, the simple chilek, that the case of that your potter is when you didn't, you said stam oichel. Stam oichel means food. That's not food. The case on the vela was, I said specifically that I'm not going to eat an vela. That was the case. And therefore, even though it's inedible, but I said, just like I said, I don't want to eat offer, there's a chi of shua, same thing, I don't want to eat a vela. Here's the book of farish. So Gemara says, talking about a farish, lechaira, you can't make a shua on the vela because it's already mushba va'imid, mahar sinai. He already has a shua from mahar sinai. It's already also from the Torah. So two truths in. Rav Yechanan says, Rav Shmuel Rav Yechanan, we'll call him Rav Yechanan, the Pshat, says that, talking about Kail, that you said, I'm not going to eat Shchutais and Velos. Since you were Kail both together, Migu the Chal on Shchutais, Chal on the Velos also. It's called Kail. Rav Shlaka says, we're talking about you asking yourself less than a shir. Because shir and a Vela of Isser is Kazais. He asked himself Beshua on less than a shir. Now, if you're the Rabbanan, you have to speak out. Oichel means, because oichel usually means kazayis. You have to speak out, I'm not going to eat less than a kazayis of nevela. Makes a shua. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's always like that. Oichel always means a kol shua. So therefore, the shua is chal on less. So it's two mahalchim at the answer. We're talking about mafarish. That's the first step one. And then we have machlekes. What happened to the mishpah v'ayimid? Either you say koil, that's a v'yechem shat, or a shlokas shat is, we're talking about less than a shir. So it works like this. Yeah. It's not
cut. No,
I mean, even if
it's
less. Chas Hashir, yeah. Chas Hashir, no, it's Machlaikis, actually. So Tais already talks about it in both places, talks about the Shaila, that I, if Chas Hashir Yosem HaTar, Lemaisa, even though Chas Hashir Yosem HaTar, it's not the same level Isser as that. Tais speaks out on different masks, Chav Bezon, on different masks, HaTar. I feel Rabbi Yechon, Om Chas Hashir Yosem HaTar, it still works out because it's only a Surah Ba'amba, there's no Mushroom of Aymed on that. And anyway, Rav Shlakish does not hold Chashim Ratar anyway, so it's good. Rav Shlakish does not. What? We're going to Rav Shlakish now. Rav Shlakish says the Torah is in Rabbi Kiva. Rav Shlakish does not hold Chashim Ratar. So therefore, it's a Chashim Ratar. But anyway, even if you have Yechanan, it wouldn't be Shvav because it's not a Zur, that's all. Rav Kiva has nothing to do with Chashim Ratar. Yeah, Rav Kiva doesn't hold that everywhere Shir is called Shu. That's Rav Shimon. That's Rav Shimon Shita, not Rav Kiva. Rav Kiva holds only by Shvua Eichel is called Shu. That's all. And again, mix up with Rav Shimon maybe. Okay. Zotamar, Bishlam Rav Yechanan. Now, we have two pshatim, two mahalchim, how to answer Nevela. And the question is, why didn't the other one say, why didn't Yechanan say Rav Shlakish? Why didn't Rav Shlakish say Rav Yechanan? So, Bishlam Rav Yechanan, Rav Shlakish, why? The Mukum law, Lamastisim, Kedivri Akal. Rav Yechanan, Zet Zain, the Mishnah, Kedivri Akal, which means, in the Machlekish of Kivin, the Rabbanon, which is our, in our Mishnais, we have this Machlekish of Rabbanon, so the Mishnah is going to Kuliyama, that's possible to ask a Nevela with Kailu. But if you're a shlokish, it's not lekuliyama. Now, why isn't it kuliyama? If you're mefarish, doesn't everyone agree by mefarish that it is chatzishir? Rabban and Rekiv, why isn't that lekuliyama? So Taisus asked this question. Look at Taisus in Maskel Demuki. So Taisus, you know, a few lines in, says, M'taima, v'luk v'mefarish v'divra ha'kol. Zetzai mefarish, that's divra ha'kol. V'yashloim, Taisus answers, d'ibim mefarish, loy mesukmo mastisim k'rabi Akiva. D'mash me'astam potter. Smash me'astam is potter. So, like upon him, the reason why Rav Yechanan Elor Rav Shlakish, why, is because it wouldn't be Lekuliyama. Elor Rav Shlakish, my time Rav Yechanan, why Rav Shlakish say like Rav Yechanan? Why Rav Shlakish say pshat that the case over here is Koilil, and that's why Lefida Tamei Kama, that's why Lefida Tamei Kama, Rav Shimon got August in our Mishnah, by the way, about Avela. Lefida Tamei Kama, Yechayev, why are we talking about Koilil, Amalach? So he says, Kiyam Ridon Issachal, when do we say that Issachal is Chal? Even on something that has a shu already, on Tapach of Dalid, Be'issa Abba Elof. Only by Issa happens by itself. Be'issa Abba the Atzma, Eloyam Ridon, you don't say Issa Abba the Atzma. What does it mean Issa Abba Elof? So Rashi explains, like the classic case of Kail, of Nevela Yom Kippur. If someone eats Nevela Yom Kippur, he's Chayef for Nevela, and he's Chayef Yom Kippur. I was already also before Yom Kippur in Nevela. Teretz says, since Yom Kippur came and was koilel with it, the rest of the foods, so therefore it's chal on avela also. So you see koilel there, but that dafka abama elav. But abama atzma means you make this, sir, there's no koilel. Now what's the difference? Well, it's a good difference, you know, in the technical. What's the difference in lomdus? Zok the Kovit Tzaros, from Rechonim Vassaman, he says, the Techilik is like this. By Issa Bama Elov, which is Issa Torah, you don't find that it could be Lechatzoim. Issa Torah is always something that's on everything. So there, once it's Chal on everything, it's Chal on Avela also. But a person's personal Isser sometimes could be made only on certain things. So here, even though he included an Avela, but we could say it's not Chal, and still, part of his words are Chal, and because he could only say Shchutus anyway. So for him, it's possible to say an Isser, Lechatzoim, and therefore, who said it's Chal on the Isser, even with Kail. So Akaponim, that's what we're saying. That's why our Shlokas and Akarichan, he didn't hold a koil by Isser Aboy de Atzma. Now, in our Mishnah, we have that Rav Shimon says that Rav Shimon Paiter, if someone says Shvuah Shlokas and eats the Velas Trefes, he's Paiter. So, what's the problem, Rav Shimon? So, Rav Shlokas, remember, learned the Machloikas was, the case was that he did it, you asked yourself on less than a shear. So it's possible Rav Shimon argues. Bishlam, the Rav Shlokas from Hachikapata Rav Shimon. Why the Tanya Rav Shimon? I'm a kol makos blow amru kazayis like what carbon? Rav Shimon holds. When it comes to Malkus, you're chayav and kol shul. There's an isalav already on a kol shul on a vela. So if there's isalav on a kol shul already, so the shvu is not chal. It's mush bavoyimit. That's why Rav Shimon. Even if you say less than a shear, it's not chal. Elar Rav Yechon on my time. Alfi Rav Yechon. What's pshat on Rav Shimon who argues on the Tanakama? Elar Rav Yechon on my time with Rav Shimon. The potter, so Gemara, midu taima el mishum issa koil. The whole reason of the Tanakhama is because issa koil. Rabbi Shimon l'tamei, the lesli issa koil. Rabbi Shimon l'tamei does not hold of issa koil. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa in regards to Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shimon oima ha'ichol nevela b'yom kippur im potter. If someone eats the vela Yom Kippur, he's potter from the vela. Why? Because he's potter from Yom Kippur, the issa Yom Kippur, because the Kippur is not chal. On Yom Kippur, like Rashi says, part of mechatas they also chorus Yom Kippur mechayel al issa nevela. It's not chal on issa nevela. He argues the whole idea of koil. So that's pshat mechalikus Rishakas Shimon and Tanakama. So fear Rishakas mechalikus is if a kol shu's chayiv on nevela. According to Rav Yechon, mechalikus is if there's an issa koil at all. Shimon is not hold of issa koil. He will still is ain't chalas. Zotik moravaiter bishlam alar Rishakas. We know that in order for a shvua to have a carbon shvua, it has to be able to be lav vehein. Just like it says in the pasuk, lahara or lahetiv, to eat or not to eat, every shvua has to be possible to be made both ways. So a fear shlokas, shvua can be made both ways. Either I won't eat nevela, and it's chal because, even though it's mushva oim, because less than a shear. And if I make a shvua, I will eat nevela, also it's chal, because less than a shear is no issa tayra. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the case? It's talking about kazayis. It's talking about issa koil. So issa koil could work when I say I'm shvua not going to eat. So migu, I'm making an issa, I'm rest of the food, it's chal nevela. But if I say I'm going to eat nevela, there's no way you can make a shvua, I'm going to eat nevela. There's no such thing as issa koil on such a thing. Even though I say I'm going to eat nevela and shchutos, there's no issa koil, there's no idea of issa koil there. So bishlam rav shlokas shachas lav alav ahein. Elo rav yechen on bishlam alav mishkachas lav. It's possible lav, because we say with koil, ala hein, heik mishkachas, that's possible lav ahein. Zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara's Teretz is very cryptic, and without Rashi, you wouldn't be able to learn the Gemara. It's usual chakas shachas shachas, I learned tomorrow's Teretz. Like a big toast on the bottom talks about this. Elo, Gemara answers, so we have a kash rav yechen, how do you have lav ahein? And for the Gemara, elo ke de rava. The Amar rava, shvua, shloi oichel, v'ochel ofar is potter. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi explains like this, beautiful. He says that what we mean to answer is like this. The whole kasha on the Gemara before started off with a kasha. The Gemara started off that it says, if you eat inedible things, you're potter. And then it says, by nevela, yichai, if you're tarikama. The Gemara answers, kam bestam, kam avarish. The Gemara says, I've been tired to the kasha. The kasha doesn't start. Ofar is not edible. Nevela is edible. Just nevela has an issa Torah on it. So the Gemara's teretz right away is that don't compare offer to nevela. Offer is not edible, and nevela is edible. So we're not talking about mefarish over here. We're talking about a guy said stam shvua shloi oichel, and the reason why it's chal is because it's koil. But he didn't mention nevela trefa mefarish. So now we have lav ahein. If you say shvua shloichel, it's also chal. Because it's not going on a vela, I didn't mention the vela. The whole problem was, how do you have hain? Because you can't say, I'm going to mevatel or mitzvah, I'm going to eat the vela. When you say shvua shoichel, it's not mevatel or mitzvah, it's still chal. If you eat anything, you're chayiv. It's not, you're not saying specifying on the Nevela. So Gemara's Taharis basically is here, we're not talking about Mefarish Nevela, and therefore it's, now it's possible to have Lav Ein. That's Gemara's Taharis. He's, the case of Mishnah is Shavua Shaloyachel. And he's Nevela, he's Chayiv. The question is, how is it possible to have Hain? So Taharis says Shavua Shaloyachel. He said Shavua Shaloyachel. That's Chal. Not a problem. Until now we thought we're talking about Mefarish because we had a problem that's in a Ruya. So Mefarish, you can't say Shavua Shaloyachel, Nevela's Veshchutos. Nevela's won't be Chal because that's Levat Asa Mitzvah. Mashenka now is saying, Stam Shavua Shaloyachel. That's the Teretz of the Gemara. So the Teretz Gemara is Ikechos of Nasefa. But that's Teretz, if you look at Rashi, Elikadarova, he explains that the whole Teretz is on the Kusha Reish of Nasefa. But here, but and that once we answer that, we say Nevelos are called Ru'uya, so that cash doesn't start. So we're talking about all Bastam. Talking about Bastam, so you can have Lav Vahain. That's the Gemara's Teretz. Omarav Mori, Afanan Nami Tanino. I could also bring you a Raya that Nevelos are called Ru'uyos. They're called Ru'uyos La'achila. What's the Raya? It says in the end of the Mishnah, Koinim Ishti Nenesli. It says in the end of the Mishnah that if someone says, I'm making my wife also to me ben neder, if I ate today, and meanwhile that day he really fasted, the only thing he ate was the veils of treifas. But also on the veils of treifas, got for a mosque that day. Harei Ishtoya Asurulai. His wife is also to him. What do you mean? So, he didn't eat anything. Teretz is, you see from here, that the Nevelos Treifos is called Achila. It's called edible stuff. There's an Issa on him. It's called edible. So that's the Mar's Raya, that it's called edible from this part of the Mishnah, end of the Mishnah, like Rashi explained in the Mishnah. Even Rabbi Shimon will be made over here, because here you ate something, Lamaisa. Zach to Gemara. No, maybe it's not a Raya. Hachi Ashto. Hossam, Kivin de Mekara Ochol, Bahadosh Dabalei. Maybe there, since I already ate, and then I say on that, I say, Koinim Ishti Mechalti. So you're giving it chashivas. Tapa achav dalam beis now. The chashuvi achshve. You are machshiv that achila by saying that, you know, if I ate something today. Elohocha, but a real case, mi achshve, you never gave it chashivas. So therefore it's not a raya from the Mishnah. The only thing is a little bit the ha'ara that would come out of Fidus Gemara's dichui that says that maybe chashuvi achshve. Let me ask something. Let's say a guy says, koinim ishti if I ate today. And that day I ate afar. You're going to tell me there was that achshve also? It sounds like more, yeah, because more saying right now, really, Vailam wave, not called edible stuff. But since I was Akshavay, that's why Chayim. So tell me, if they offer that to be Akshavay, I'm not so sure. It's a little bit of aura, but that's what sounds like the Gemara. But in any case, it was Dechid Raya, but in truth, the Gemara's Teretz, it still is true that it is called Achila, and that's why there, it's because it really is called Achila, the eating the Vailam's Treifas. Even though it's not Ru'uya, the only reason it's not Ru'uya only because the Zahari, the Rabbi Alev, because the Isser, Torah on it. So that's what we're holding right now, that we have Machlokes, Yechonah, and Shlokes, and I've learned Pshat in the Mishnah, and then we introduce the din called Kail, and we'll continue with the sugya of Kail.